94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I am Wanda Coppedge in for Benicia B. I have a very special guest on the phone right now. You hear his music often, all the time, on Sweet Sounds of Praise, but that does not mean we can't talk to him today on the AM edition of The Workforce. He's going to be here on September 17th at The Klein in Bridgeport, none other than Pastor Donnie McClurkin. How are you?
Fine, Wanda. How are you feeling, dear?
I'm feeling wonderful. Thank you for taking a moment to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
You're going to be here on September 17th. This is for the NORAD, Inc. Presents a Time for Healing concert. Is this going to be your first time in Connecticut?
Oh, I was just in Connecticut a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really? In what city?
Yeah. I was in Waterbury.
Nice. Shout out to Waterbury.
And I was in, I forget where else that was, but someplace else there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Connecticut. That's just up the road from me.
Well, thank you for coming back to bless us with your vocals. This is a show by NORAD, Inc., as I said, and it's to benefit prostate cancer and diabetes awareness. Now, do you have any personal dealings, either yourself or family members, who have battled with these diseases, either of the two?
Well, you know, I've been diagnosed with diabetes for the last 11 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been fighting that battle personally. And every symptom that goes along with it. So I understand that aspect of it, and it's quite challenging. It really is. It's really something that, you know, that you don't realize how devastating it is until you go through it. And the daily maintenance and the daily care of what you consume and how your body responds, and you know, it's just a lot that goes along with this. And so I can identify with the cause quite serious.
Yeah, serious cause. It affects a lot of us, a lot of African Americans, and even my boss, Juan Castillo. He is a prostate cancer survivor. So this is a very good cause for this show. Again, it's Saturday, September 17th. You can get tickets at theklein.org, 910 Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You have a couple of special guests that are also going to be performing along with you, J.D. Jenkins and a guest choir, and Robin Small. But I have to ask you, when it comes to the music, the album, The Journey, the live album.
Tell me what you want to know.
Can we get it? Is it available? Can we purchase it, like, right now?
Oh, sure you can. It's on iTunes, on Amazon.com. It's in some stores, even, that still sell CDs.
Okay.
But, it's available right now.
And who'd you collaborate with on the album, if anyone?
Well, nobody, really. Okay. It was just all of our background singers, which are the greatest in the world, I really believe.
Mm-hmm.
And my musicians, who are the greatest in the world, and the producers, Trent Phillips and Trey Corley. It was just really it's been a historical labor. That's why it's named The Journey.
The Journey,
Everybody that's on there has been on this journey with
me. I love it. Meaningful. You've been doing your ministry has taken you many different places. You've been blessed. And I know that you have a national syndicated radio, a large platform for your ministry. So I would like to ask, as far as television is concerned, do you see yourself branching off from radio to expand into television for your ministry?
Well, you know, we've got something called Donnie TV that's online. It's a part of our, a branch of our radio show. We're turning it into more Donnie Media than Donnie Radio. And there's an aspect that we do where we sit down with new artists and old artists alike. And we do the video aspect of Donnie McClurkin. That's about as close to TV as we're going to get, I believe. I don't think that I'm made for TV at all.
Well, did you think that you were made for radio before this happened?
No, I didn't. I never thought that.
And you've been, but it's been successful. Like, this is what, 10 years you've been on radio?
10 years, a whole entire decade.
Wow.
Going into our 11th year come, you know, July next year.
God bless
and
you.
And it's been phenomenal. I can talk. I just can't act. So that's why television and movies, we did it, and that's about as far as we're going to go with it.
Well, you bring the word wherever you go, and I know you are going to bring the word and the music on September 17th. Greater New Haven, Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, is coming to Bridgeport at The Klein. The doors are opening at 6:30. Showtime is at 7:30. We need you to go see him. Go get your tickets. Pastor, I know you got to make a move, and you are on the move, so I don't want to hold you. Did you want to say anything to New Haven listeners before you go?
Well, you know, I look forward to being out in the Bridgeport area. Now, I'm not sure how far New Haven is from Bridgeport.
Not far at all.
But, you know, I'm looking for everybody in the surrounding areas just to come out and be on this journey with me. It's going to be a wonderful concert, and I don't do concerts in Connecticut often at all. This will be a time where we can really just let our hair down and, well, for lack of a better term, and just minister the songs of the kingdom that everybody loves.
Speaking of songs that everybody loves, I have to say, since I am speaking to you, I Am Amazed brings me to tears every single time. I love that song. You are wonderful. You've been blessed. And I thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us today. New Haven, Greater New Haven, Bridgeport, we will be there to support you. This is Pastor Donnie McClurkin. Thank you for calling in. New Haven, go get those tickets. And you have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Rhonda, and I look forward to seeing you, dear.
Pastor Donnie McClurkin for you right now in the workforce. Let's get into some Donnie McClurkin right now. We are victorious, not just on Sundays, but every single day, especially for the babies going back to school. Let's claim it. We are victorious. AM edition of the workforce before we head into commercials. Keep it locked.